It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. We have seen the future, and it is clean. Clean, that is, if you buy the hype surrounding a new fuel cell-powered vehicle introduced to the public today in Sacramento. Clean because the engine's byproduct is not carbon monoxide, but soap, or more specifically, borax, an ingredient in laundry detergent. A chemical reaction turns the fuel, a common compound called sodium borohydride, into electricity to power the car.
The byproduct that comes of that does, in fact, become soap itself. So it's safe, it's non-toxic, it's non-flammable, and it can be handled in a dry form.
That's Sam Lucricchio of the Chrysler arm of Daimler Chrysler. He says Chrysler is gearing up to make soapy vehicles in the future, but he cautions no soap for at least 10 years.
Certainly we couldn't say that within a couple of years you're going to go to your local dealership and be able to purchase a vehicle that would be powered by this. You know, maybe 10 years out, maybe a decade out, you will be, and by that time what we'll have come to the conclusion as to how to best find a way of filtering this material that is left as a byproduct and the recycling of this material.
And while other prospective fuel cell materials take up loads of space, Chrysler says this fuel doesn't.
It can be stored and transported in a powder form. It's almost like a just-add-water situation where the filter system actually turns it then into a fuel, so it can be transported pretty easily.
Sam Lucricchio of Daimler Chrysler. The prototype of the new car is now on display at an electrical vehicle exposition in Sacramento.